こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Lower Beginner Lesson 19 Getting a New Credit Card in Japan. Hi everyone, Arisha desu. Alicia here.
Konnichiwa, Natsuko desu.
Hi everyone, I'm Natsuko.
Welcome to Lower Beginner Season 1 Lesson 19 Getting a New Credit Card in Japan. In this lesson, we'll learn how to form the past tense of verbs and how to say your birthday in Japanese.
Where does this lesson's dialogue take place?
In the last lesson, Ken realized he'd lost his credit card, so he's now making a phone call to his credit card company.
では、聞きましょう。
Let's listen to the conversation.
ピサカードです。
カードを落としました。
お名前をお願いします。
ケンウッドです。
生年月日をお願いします。
生年。
誕生日はいつですか？西暦からお願いします。
10月。すみません。英語のオペレーター、いますか？
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
ピサカードです。
カードを落としました。
お名前をお願いします。
ケンウッドです。
生年月日をお願いします。
生年？
誕生日はいつですか？西暦からお願いします。
10月、すみません。英語のオペレーター、いますか？
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
ピサカードです。
You've reached PISA card services.
カードを落としました。
I dropped my card.
お名前をお願いします。
May I have your name, please?
ケンウッドです。
Ken Wood.
生年月日をお願いします。
Your date of birth, please.
生年。
Date?
誕生日はいつですか？
When is your birthday?
西暦からお願いします。
From Western calendar year, please.
10月。すみません。英語のオペレーター、いますか？
October.Excuse me, is there an English-speaking operator?
Credit cards are very convenient, but when you realize that you've lost it...
It's a nightmare. We never want to experience the conversation Ken is having.
True. In Japan, having credit cards were considered as something for adults. When I see Hollywood movies, I often see children using their parents' credit cards, but I've never seen that in Japan.
I get the impression that not many Japanese stores accept credit cards.
That might be true. It's getting more and more common to pay by credit card, even if the total amount is small. But payment by credit card is still usually for large purchases.
How about you, listeners? Have you shopped in Japan using your credit card? Tell us about your experience. Now let's move on to the vocabulary. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is...
落とします。
To drop something, lose something.
落とします。落とします。
The next word is
生年月日。
Date of birth.
生年月日。生年月日。
The next word is
誕生日。
Birthday.
誕生日。誕生日。
Next is,
いつ
when,
いつ、いつ。
The next word is,
西暦
AD, a time reference based on Christian era.
西暦, 西暦.
And last,
operator,
operator.
Operator, operator.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word we'll look at is
生年月日. This word is very logical. When you write it with kanji, you'll say 生, which is the kanji for birth or born. Then we have 年, which is the kanji for year, followed by 月日, which is written with kanjis for month and day.
Literally, born year, month, and day. That's easy to remember. So now you have to tell your date of birth. Let's start with months.
Names of months in Japanese are very easy. Basically, it's number plus gatsu. For example, January is 1月, the month 1.
Sounds easy. Let's go through. Again, January is
1月.
February
2月.
March
3月.
April
4月.
May
5月.
June
6月.
July
7月.
August
8月.
September
9月.
October
10月.
November
11月.
And December
12月.
How was it?
Please remember, April is 4月 with 4 and September is 9月 with 9.
How would you ask what month?
Simply put, 何 meaning what before 月, 何月. Now, using the word 誕生日 meaning birthday, we can ask 誕生日は何月ですか? What month is your birthday in?
To answer that question, say the month of your birthday and add des, like
4月です.
Easy, right? Okay, now on to the grammar. In this lesson, we're going to learn about the past tense of a verb using mashita.
We've learned this in Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 19.
Do you remember how to form the past tense of a verb? First, remove the final mas from the verb and simply attach mashita.
In the dialogue, Ken said, "Kado wo otoshimashita." This otoshimashita is the past tense of the verb otoshimasu.
Let's look at the past tense of verbs we've already learnt. Natsuko, what's the past tense of the verb tsukaimasu, to use?
Tsukaimashita. Tsukaimashita.
And how about arimasu?
Arimashita.
Next, shimasu.
Shimashita.
Now, listeners, try to say the past tense of mimasu, to see or to look.
Mimashita.
How about ikimasu, to go?
Ikimashita.
Did you get it right?
Alicia, Tokyo Tower ni ikimashita ka? Have you been to Tokyo Tower?
Hai, ikimashita. Yes, I have. Now we can say what we've done in the past.
Here's the question to all of you. Listeners, 昨日, 日本語を勉強しましたか? Did you study Japanese yesterday?
Good question. Please tell us your answer in the comments of this lesson. We're looking forward to hearing your answer. That's about all we have time for this lesson. Please practice the words we've learned in this lesson. Listeners, do you know the powerful secret behind rapid progress?
Using the entire system.
Lesson notes are an important part of this system.
They introduce a transcript and translation of the conversation.
Key lesson vocabulary.
And detailed grammar explanations.
Lesson notes accompany every audio or video lesson.
Use them on the site or mobile device, or print them out.
Using the lesson notes with audio and video media will rapidly increase your learning speed.
Go to JapanesePod101.com and download the lesson notes for this lesson right now.
See you next time.
じゃあまた。
ピサカードです。
カードを落としました。
お名前をお願いします。
ケンウッドです。
生年月日をお願いします。
生年。
誕生日はいつですか？西暦からお願いします。
10月。すみません、英語のオペレーターいますか？